Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw. No date noted. Kanda fuel, Kalesa fire and Nibbana. Someone discerns impermanence is near to the Nibbana element. It will change instantly if the causes are ready for him. These were mentioned by the Buddha in the Udana Pali. No one asked him about them. But he himself wanted the monks to know it. It was not teaching for a particular person. Whatever kanda we have it, starts from not knowing, ignorance, avidya. However, it is true indeed that every day it becomes not good after you get it. Mention some of the everyday sankhara dukkha. These are really heavy burdened dukkha. Human beings, always living with delusion, moha, are not aware of it. Even they fall in love with sankhara dukkha. By feeding and looking after it will never give you any benefit and satisfaction. Nothing is good will happen, instead only dukkha is increasing. You may think human life is good to have it. Yes, it's better than animals except it has the chance to end dukkha. Otherwise, nothing is good about it. In millions of Buddhists, how many of them really practice? No need to mention about non-Buddhist, the outsiders. You're taking the fuel as a lump of gold. Kanda is like fuel and kalesa is fire. The 11 kinds of fire are encircling the kanda and burning with it. 31 realms of existence are like big fire. Without the cessation of ignorance, avidya, volitional formation, sankhara, is as fuels as changing the realms of existence, and then burning with the fire of defilements. Only with the extinction of fuel, fire will have peace. If dukkha exists, and then sukha also must exist. It is because of not knowing how to go there that not arriving there. Taking pleasure in burning with fire is ignorant pleasure, nutty human beings. Practicing insight is expelling the defilements hidden in the kanda. Then it's the extinguisher, i.e., vipassana, of the kalesa fire. Only by using the path of holy water that kalesa fire will die out. There must be a place existed with the fuel and fire are extinct. With fuel and fire together, beings are wandering in the 31 realms of existence with shame and disadvantage. We are looking for bodies for the funeral invitations. The Buddha taught in the Udana Pali that the place of Nibbana where the fuel and fire had been extinguished really existed. I told you because it had been experienced by myself. Apthi bhikkhave ajatam, abhutam, asinkatam, etc. Monks. There is an existing of an unborn, unbecome, unconditioned, etc. Not knowing is avidya, and tanha is taking pleasure in things. We're with ignorance and taking pleasure in the fuel and fire. With the cessation of both and the right knowing arises. This body is conditioned phenomena, sankhata dharma, and arising by kama, citta, utu and ahara. Starting from the exit of sankhata, conditioned, will arrive to the asinkhata, unconditioned. Sankhata and sankhara are the same meaning. Mind phenomena, nama dharma, are the cause of sense objects, arams, aramana, and sense doors, varas. Therefore, any one of the mind and body, nama and rupa, phenomena are not making by us. Also not by the creator, which is non-existing concept. The Buddha said, sabbe sankhara anicca, therefore mind and body only have impermanence. Arising is sankhara and dissolution is anicca. You will find out the exit if you're discerning impermanence. You are ready for stepping out from the exit if becoming disenchanted. Mind, body disappear and asinkhata nibbana arises if not wanting the sankhara dukkha. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw. the 15th of October 1956. Penetration of Dukkha. The practice will be finished if you get the knowledge of knowing Dukkha-Sakkha by yourself. I'll show you how Dukkha-Sakkha appears and the way of seeing it. Someone already has seen it and be joyous with it. If not seeing yet and will have the inspiration. Dukkhas are in the way of one ceases and another one arises continuously like a windmill. It appears in the knowledge as Dukkha is going on like a machine. If you want to contemplate form, rupa, and just form, to contemplate the mind and just the mind, it ceases and arises one by one continuously like a machine. At first Dukkha machine is going on. And after that Dukkha machine is stopping. Dukkha machine going on is seeking Dukkha. After that Dukkha stopping is seeing Sukkha. And then the doors to woeful planes are closed and enter the stream. If you have seen this kind of cessation 4 times, there is no more birth to come. You can make your own decision with the practice and no need to ask others about it. Also no need to find a teacher. Explaining with the DA process. Vinana right pointing arrow Nama, Rupa right pointing arrow Salayatana right pointing arrow Fasa right pointing arrow Vedana right pointing arrow Tana right pointing arrow Upadana right pointing arrow Karma. Dukkha is going on with these 8 factors. All are going on with impermanence. Whenever it arises is only impermanent Dukkha arising. With the contemplation of impermanence, does it without these 8 factors? I.e., every contemplation is within these 8 factors. Vinana to Vedana are representing the 5 khandhas which are Dukkha. Tana to Kama are representing Kalesas, which are Samadaya. We're contemplating the Dukkha machine going on. Whatever you're contemplating, these are only the process of the Dukkha machine. I.e., Kaya, Vedana, Chitta, Dharma. At last all these Dukkha extinct or without them is peaceful. When this knowledge of not wanting arises and Dukkha machine is stopped. People who are not contemplating and taking the running of Dukkha machine as me and mine. How foolish it is. Every day whatever you're doing except running the Dukkha machine and nothing exists. Walking, talking, cooking, etc. are the continuous arising of impermanent Dukkha-Sakkha. With the worldly views these are working for the livelihoods. But the real internal process is the working of the Dukkha machine. This is someone seeking for Dukkha-Sakkha. It becomes sharper with knowledge, whereas ignorance and craving become thinner. When it becomes very sharp, Kalesa and Dukkha cease. It is Nibbana without the Kalesa and Dukkha. Only by discerning the impermanence of the Khanda and light, Obhasa, joy, piti, etc., i.e., the 10 insight corruptions, will appear. You will see Nibbana if you're discerning impermanence and making this decision for this life. Seeing impermanence is finding out Dukkha-Sakkha. You have to continue the practice with perseverance. For some the discerning of impermanence is quite earlier. For some it takes quite a long time, so yogis shouldn't discourage or disappoint with their practices. Not seeing impermanence is distorted and crazy knowing. Not knowing the process of the Dukkha machine that we like it. The nature of Khanda only has the rising Dukkha and the falling Dukkha. It is going on with these 8 factors and no other thing. These are uncountable every day. Before, all of us were in this way. With no practice, in the future it will also be this way. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, 1956, no date but year. Dharma and Anudharma. The 4 paths, the 4 fruits and Nibbana are called Dharma. Anudharma is, for e.g., you're contemplating feeling, Vedana, and seeing the impermanence of feeling. Not only seeing them and later become disenchanted with it. Then this becomes a nudama. Why is that? Because these two dharmas, impermanence and disenchantment, can send you to the paths, fruits and nibbana. These are the differentiation of dharma and anudharma. You will make the decision that surely I'll attain the path, the fruit and nibbana if you get these two knowledges. I'm now talking it, which is cited, from the Samyutta Pali Nikaya. Impermanence is born again and also dying again and again. It will become disenchantment with the penetration of dukkha-sakkha. Therefore, we have to put effort in the practice to gain the anudharma. At last you will thoroughly penetrate dukkha and surely attain the path, fruition and nibbana. Anudharma will send you to the dharma. Therefore, you have to develop the anudharma. It's called Dharmanudhamma Patipatti, the practice in accordance with the Supramundan's Nibbana Dharma. A person who practices the Anudharma will arrive to the Dharma. You don't get it by prayers and not by worshipping to arrive there. All these points are very important for practicing yogis. Some Buddhists are relying on so much for the outside power that they don't know clearly and miss the real practice mentioned in the suttas. Anudharma has 5 magunga, the path factors. After thoroughly, penetrate dukkha and become the 8 path factors. The Buddha taught them for practice, but you all are using it for worship. In Burma, some Buddhists using the Pali verse Dharmanudhamma Patipatti for worshipping the triple gems, Buddha, Dharma and Sangha. Above Sayadaw referred to this point. Sakka, i.e., King of the Heaven, asked the Buddha about what was the reason, some in this life attained Nibbana and some not. You have to know that in this question not mentioned about perfections, paramis. In the Buddha's answer also not including paramis. You all have to die, so I will teach you the way of before dying. Vendana arises, and if you discern impermanence by contemplation, then there is no clinging to it. And you will also have no clinging with it at near death. You will not attain Nibbana in this life if you die with clinging. I.e., living and dying with craving and clinging. The Buddha's answer was not dying with craving and clinging and the person would attain Nibbana. There is no clinging if discerning impermanence, disenchanting and ending with it. So you have to live with no clinging. There is no clinging only with the practice. With a lot of contemplation on impermanence, it becomes disaffection and even disenchantment. Therefore, impermanence is really dukkha-sakkha. It is not only becoming disenchantment, even will become not wanting of it. Here is not including about paramis. The important thing is clinging or not clinging. You have to practice to know yourself of clinging or not clinging, having pleasure or not having pleasure, and having desire or not having desire to the kanda. Vipassana practice is to strip off clinging. You have to strip off clinging by vipassana during at living and dying. In this way you will attain Nibbana. In the world, there is nothing more fearful than clinging does not fall away. The clinging will fall off for a person practicing with a Anudharma. Dharma talks by Mogik Sayadaw. No date noted. Dependent arising and the 4 noble truths. The Buddha was asking us to contemplate the internal phenomena to free from aging, sickness and death. Aging means it is near to dying. You have the kanda that aging and death come to be. You all are never searching for the faults of the kanda. Kanda is the cause of aging and death. Therefore, it's only leading to aging and death, however you are making adjustments and looking after. 1. To know aging and death is number 1, i.e., to know dukkha-sakkha. 2. To know the cause of aging and death is number 2, i.e., to know Samadhiya Sakha. 3. With the cessation of the 5 khandhas, aging and death will cease. 4. By practicing for the cessation of the 5 khandhas that aging and death cease. Numbers 3 and 4 are Nirodha and Magga Sakha. Then we know that without the 5 khandhas is Nibbana. If you contemplate or know how to think and the 4 noble truths will arise. You will also know the faults of the khandha. You have to stay away from the horrible aging and death. I.e., to abandon. You should not get it with prayers. You all are too silly because you don't know these 4 points. Common Buddhists have ignorance and bhava tanha. The day when you know it and dukkha will be finished. Continued the contemplation backwards, patiloma, by using the DA process. Khandha arises because of craving, i.e., samadhiya and dukkha. With the cessation of tanha, khandha will cease, i.e., the knowledge of knowing the cessation of dukkha, nirodha sakha. Khandha will cease if you can practice for the cessation of tanha, i.e., the knowledge of magga sakha. Continue the contemplation backwards ly with these 4 points. Craving, tanha, arises because of the internal sense bases, ajjata ayatana. You have to contemplate the 6 ayatana with insight. For example, tanha arises from the eye. It will get the khandha if tanha arises. With the khandha aging, death will come. Not contemplating the eye as anicca, dukkha and anatta, tanha arises. Now you caught the culprit. You're taking pleasure, appreciation and love on the eye that tanha arises. With it arises and will get the khandha. And aging and death come to be. If you don't know how to use the eye, aging and death arise. Knowing how to use it will not arise. Other ayatana also have to know in this way. It's clear to you that it is good without the khandha. He talked about a great Peter was living near the Ganges River and didn't have the chances to drink water. Whenever tanha not dies and beings are becoming the hungry corpses, i.e., die with tanha that always in hunger and thirst. This is tanha nature. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw. No date noted. Dependent arising and the taints. The Buddha taught in the Samyutta Nikaya. Someone who knows, Janato, and sees, Pasato, will free from the taints, asavas. It seems to be a lot to describe with words. If condense it, they are only with greed, delusion and wrong view, lobha, moha and ditthi. If you can't abandon delusion, DA process starts from the beginning. Avijja Pakkhaya Sankhara, dot and continue to dukkha. Moha is the same as avijja. For greed, it starts from the middle and arriving to the end of dukkha and restarts again from the beginning. Wrong view and greed are starting in the middle. Therefore, these 3 taints are turning like a whirlpool, i.e., avijjasava, kamasava and ditthiasava. Remember it as a dukkha whirlpool. If you possess with impermanence and it'll cut off the DA process which starts in the beginning of avijjasava and in the middle of kamasava respectively. Ditthi also falls away in the middle. Therefore, if you can contemplate impermanence thoroughly the 4 taints cease. DA process starts at any point will come back to the beginning. How did we live before? We must say control by the taints. In the khandha an itchy sensation arises. And observe, it's not telling you as Vedana, after it arises and passes away. This is the cessation of ignorance. Vedana is Sankhara Dharma. Impermanence is Dukkha Sakha. It becomes Dukkhe Nanam knowledge of knowing Dukkha. Avidya is cutting off in the beginning. Samsara comes to the end if it's cut off in the beginning. Without the beginning is also without the middle. And also samsara stops without the end. Dukkha nanam is vidya. It becomes vidya and avidya ceases. You have to contemplate to discern impermanence. Whatever dukkha is, it's from avidya. Whenever with the discerning of impermanence, avidya and dukkha are cut off. Normally we think it is only the contemplation of impermanence. In the body whatever phenomena appear except the arising and passing away, do it have anything? To get this knowledge the Buddha had to fulfill the paramis, perfections for 4 incalculable eons plus 100,000 eons. So don't take it as easy. People who don't know impermanence are really quite pitiful. It's nobler even dying with seeing one impermanence than living 100 years without seeing it. Sayadaw was quoting the Pali in the Dhammapada. Knowing these things mean you're a person with great power and good fortunes. This referred to many wholesome kammas someone had cultivated in the past. Most Buddhists do not know these things so that they waste their precious lives and times with useless and fruitless things. Instead of ending of their sufferings, they create more sufferings for the future. The ignorance of dukkha ananam, not knowing dukkha, is disappeared. Dukkha ananam is vidya, knowing dukkha is knowledge. With the knowing that ignorance falls away, this is pasato. Not by what others are telling you. It's by seeing the impermanence of Vedana. Vedana nirodha tana nirodho, with the cessation of feeling and craving also ceases. And it becomes dukkha samudaya nanam, knowledge, knowing the dukkha, the cause of dukkha and samudaya ceases, i.e., the cessation of tana. So you get the two noble truths. At the time of contemplation of impermanence, tana not arising, and you gain the knowledge. You become a stream enterer if you penetrate the four noble truths. You can only hear these things for some time. You don't find it in the books. Dukkha samudaya nanam, you get the knowledge of knowing the cause of dukkha. Taint of sensuality, kamasava, and taint of becoming, bhavasava, cease, by seeing impermanence. Da process is cutting off in the middle. So only one taint left, i.e., dithya sava. This is you don't know how to take it. I'm feeling good, I'm suffering, etc. Not arise, i.e., on Vedana. Why did the Buddha say, Janato pasato asavikhyam vadami? I say, someone contemplates and discerns impermanence, all the taints are vanished. By discerning impermanence becomes right view and taint of view, wrong view, not exists. The knowledge of the way for the cessation of dukkha arrives in your heart. Dukkha nirodha gamini patipadaya nanam. You get the knowledge of the way to the cessation of dukkha. You will attain nibbana if the taints are gone. Still dukkha nira nanam left. The four taints are the cause of asavas. If they cease, still dukkha can arise. Kanda not arises and then becomes dukkha nirodho, the cessation of dukkha. Dukkha nira nanam, you get the knowledge of the cessation of dukkha. With the contemplation and seeing impermanence you get the four knowledges. Continues with the contemplation of impermanence and dukkha disappears. And it becomes dukkha nira nanam, knowledge of the cessation of dukkha. You have to practice carefully up to this point. By seeing impermanence and get the following three knowledges. 1. Dukkha nanam, the knowledge of knowing dukkha. 2. Dukkha samudaya nanam, the knowledge of knowing the cause of dukkha. 3. Dukkha nira gamini pati padaya nanam, the knowledge of knowing the way to the cessation of dukkha. If you can follow to the ending of impermanence and it becomes, For dukkha nira nanam, the knowledge of knowing the cessation of dukkha, and then fulfill the Four Noble Truths at the same time. Therefore, knowing the Four Noble Truths is impermanence. With impermanence, the four taints are abandoned, and it cuts off the DA process in the beginning, in the middle and in the end, and then fulfills the Four Noble Truths. These are not by knowledge from book. It is right by direct seeing. You can make this decision that impermanence covers all of them. In the 31 planes of existence, only Anicca and Sankhara exist. Only impermanence exists. Therefore, I am talking them based on impermanence. For the Buddha, it took 4 incalculable and 100,000 eons, Ven. Sariputta and Ven. Maha Moggallana each took 1 incalculable and 100,000 eons to fulfill their paramis for this impermanence. You can't become a stream enterer to Arahant if you don't get this knowledge. They all practiced for the searching of this impermanence. It's easy to say about this. But all living begins are swimming in the ocean of dukkha samsara very firmly without ending is not seeing this one. You all must have to practice firmly with the four right exertions, Samapadhana, on this impermanence. If you can follow impermanence, will reach beyond the 31 planes of existence. It only exists aging, death, arising and dissolution in the 31 planes of existence. Beyond is without them. It refers to Nibbana. You will not see dukkha if you don't discern impermanence. You will see Nibbana if you're seeing dukkha. Without seeing impermanence, you can't see the ending of it. Don't take the 31 planes of existence with mathematical numbers. If you condense them all, only get 2, the arising and the passing away. Condense again these 2 and get only 1. The ending of the arising dukkha and the passing away dukkha, i.e., 1 Nibbana element. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw. No date noted. Dangers that the worldling can't escape. The Buddha displeased with what the worldlings were thinking about. These are the thinking of the uneducated run-of-the-mill people. There are dangers caused by great fire, floods and insurgency which separate parents and children, for example, Japan tsunami, Syrian war, etc. They're worrying with these three dangers which can separate them. Anyhow, with these matters, parents and children still can be reunited. The dangers worldlings can't help or do anything to each other are: the danger of aging. The mother can't save her son. And also the son can't save his mother. Another danger is illness. After that comes the danger of death. These are the three dangers living beings can't do anything about them. These are from the Baya Sutta of the Anguttara Nikaya. But the Buddha said that we could be saved from these dangers. Therefore, still we have hopes. Buddhists are the most fortunate ones. There are no other teachings can help beings to overcome them except the Buddha Dharma. Following the way or the path of no candor, we can escape from the dangers of aging, sickness and death. If the parents have love and compassion to the children, vice versa must ask them to follow the Magan way, the Noble Eightfold Path. The Magan arises by itself or by causes. It arises by causes. If you have the right attention towards its arising, and Magan appears. With the objects of the five khandhas and the Magan can arise. The five khandhas are Aramana and Magan is Aramanika. In the whole of samsara, we didn't know the cause of Magan to arise. Therefore, in the whole of samsara, we were ending up with tear-shedding shows. It's important for me to show you the way. Also importance for you to turn towards it. You will have a lot of tears to fall if you don't do it well. In speech, mind and body are the five khandhas. In reality, Anicca Dharma exists. I have to show you, because it doesn't exist or you don't know about it. As long as you don't know it, like the mother can't save her son and the son can't save his mother. You must turn your knowledge towards impermanence. All minds are anicca, dukkha and anatta. You have to know your mind arises and passes away. DA will continue if your knowledge comes in later. Don't let other minds come in between the impermanence and magga. It doesn't matter if it's separated between them with bhavanga cittas, life continuum minds. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw. No date noted. Just intrinsic nature. Among the phenomena for the round of existence, wrong view is the worst one. Only with the wrong view falls away first and other kalesas will fall off. As long as wrong view not falls off and don't take it as your safety. Wrong view is sticking in the khanda. Why is that? Because of not seeing anicca nature of the khanda. We're clinging to the five khandas as me, he, man and woman. Dithumataka, dithi umataka, means craziness with wrong view. Are you on the right path or with craziness and blindness? Someone has wrong view whatever life he is in, and just for dying. Sayadaw gave the example of insects playing around the candle light foolishly and they kill themselves and harm themselves. It's important to have appreciation on not a being, ni satta, not a soul, ni jiva, and only the intrinsic nature, sabhava, of phenomena. For example, there are itchy sensation, unpleasant feeling, good feeling and neutral feeling. Are these living being? Are these man or woman? It's not a being, ni satta. Is it also a soul? It's just feeling. It is arising at one and vanishing at two. It arises by the contact of object and sense door, aram and vara. Can you say it as a soul? It is just only feeling. Therefore, every time feeling arises is not a soul. The Buddha said that it was an intrinsic nature, sabhava. The existence of a soul is the very deep-rooted problem or wrong view in all human history. Only a Buddha declared it as wrong view. Even most Buddhists not knowing the Pali suttas still believe in the existence of a soul. Therefore, in the five khandhas whatever arises take it as sabhava dharma. You only have the intrinsic nature in your whole body. You can't say the arising dharma is round or flat. Also you can't say white or red, just the intrinsic nature. In this way wrong view not arises. Can you hold it? Nothing exists also not right. Exist as its intrinsic nature arises and intrinsic nature passes away. Vedana arises and Vedana ceases, mind arises and mind ceases, etc. If you know it as is surely free from wrong view. And then it becomes right view. So knowing it as the intrinsic nature and free from wrong view. Feeling and mind are only in name. In reality it's sabhava dharma. Sabhava dharma arises and sabhava dharma vanishes, etc. Just observing the khanda, you will only find them. Sometimes you say don't make me angry. This is dosa sabhava. You take dosa as me and it becomes wrong view. Can you hold on this dosa? Can you make it your own? It's clear that not knowing it as sabhava and wrong view arises. With wrong view, you have to go apaya, painful existence. It happens because you don't appreciate ni satta, ni jiva and sabhava. Sabhava arises, and sabhava ceases. How it can include satta and jiva, a being and a soul. This is the way of dispelling wrong view quickly. It came from the Dharmasinghani, The first book of Abhidhamma. I am telling you very often that it's not like the light appears and then disappears, i.e., not change into something. It is arising here and not existing here. This is the knowledge of a stream enterer. At the time of not practicing we'll say man and woman. At the time of sitting you can't find a person or being. Only find the sabhava. A person wants to enter the stream, after this knowledge will become a sotapanna. If sabhava dharma is not arising and sabhava khanda disappears. You can't find anything of form, feeling, dot and mind. At last even you can't find sabhava dharma. The five khandas cease. Dukkha sakka ceases, because the five khandas are dukkha sakka. With the cessation of dukkha and you can't find them. It arises and vanishes without any break. Is there any dukkha greater than this one? In a blip the sabhava khanda not exists. You're separating from dukkha nature and staying with peaceful nature. This is inclining towards nibbana. Seeing it is the path knowledge. Dukkha nirodho nibbanam underscore the cessation of dukkha is nibbana. The coarser wrong view falls away by discerning nibbana. Wrong view totally falls off if you can't find the sabhava anymore. Here I have a lot to comment on the profundity of Buddha Dharma. We should read Sayadaw's talks again and again with reflections which will increase or develop our wisdom faculty. Therefore, I am asking you of do your khanda disappear? With dipthi falls away you get light. Aloko Udapadi, light of knowledge arises. Some yogis are saying as it seems like sand grains are collapsing, talking their experience of anicca. Ultimate reality, Paramatta Dharma, is without the body. You can't talk with a body. The body is a concept. If you still have the body and this is not the Dharma to Nibbana. Abandoning of not a being, ni satta, not a soul, ni jiva, and seeing intrinsic nature will become ultimate reality. Dipthi falls off and free from dukkha are at the same time. The past kammas with you to painful planes, and the present kammas to woeful births were done with foolishness. As soon as dipthi falls away and the future kammas which will arise are gone. Dipthi not falls away is because you see the body. Dipthi kalesa is keeping the kammas to woeful births with it. Sayadaw continued to talk about the importance of abandoning wrong view with the similes of the head hairs on fire and by torturing with spears. If Vedana arises even not using as Vedana instead contemplate as Sabhava arises and Sabhava passes away. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw. No date noted. Ignorance and craving. Avidya and Tanha are the roots of samsara. People have ignorance used to do unwholesome actions, and with craving wholesome actions, such as dana and sila. Therefore, avidya leads beings to lower samsara, woeful planes, and Tanha to higher samsara, blissful planes. Which one of them is the more fearful one? Tanha is cunning and avidya is straightforward. Tanha is sharper than avidya. Tanha is very good in deceiving people. Because of its effects, i.e., painful results, and ignorance can lead to samvega. Because of its effects, i.e., pleasant results, and tanha leads to heedlessness. For the comparison of them, Sayadaw gave the examples of the monk Devadatta and the god King Sakka. Their characters and background stories were very good for contemplation. Avidya and Tanha take root in the five khandas. Therefore, with insight on the five khandas, Avidya becomes Vidya and Tanha becomes Alava. Avidya and Tanha are the water roots of Dukkha. They support the khanda tree to grow. Whatever Kanda tree grows out are only aging, sickness and death. Practicing vipassana is cutting off the two water roots. Avidya is no knowledge about the truth. Tanha is clinging to the planes of existence. Therefore, someone has strong avidya and without knowing, usually does unwholesome things. Someone with tanha usually does wholesome things. Instantly you do not clear about why tanha doing wholesome things. It will stay with the lower round of existences if done unwholesome things. The 8 great hells to 120 small hells will be one's own properties. With tanha and done wholesome things, dana, sila, etc. are for the plenty of fortunes in the next life with conveniences. This is the water route of higher round of existence. As dukkha sakkha, both of them are not much different. It is ignorance, avidya, which has no knowledge about the Four Noble Truths. Tanha is craving for one's kanda, properties and future lives. Avidya encourages unwholesome dharmas. Sayadaw made some points of them in human life, e.g., actions for livelihood. And he continued to explain some of the causes for making merits with tanha. This is the root of higher samsara and not wanting to be free from vata, round of existence. Therefore, without cutting off both of them, avidya and tanha, it is wandering to and fro between upstream and downstream of higher and lower samsara. Having affection for the next kanda, so that one does merits in this life, and asking helps for the blissful samsara and not wanting to include freedom from the vata. Next time, do it with the desire of freedom from the vata if you make merits. Avidya is doing things blindly. And tanha is doing things for the comfort of the kanda. Someone has tanha not wanting to do vipassana because vipassana does cut off tanha. With an ordinary ear we take tanha as good. We don't know dukkha sakkha that want to be long life and plenty of things. Avidya and tanha, which one is more fearful? Tanha is cunning and more fearsome. You will not free from vata if you have tanha. Before, we didn't know about tanha and were very afraid of avidya. Beings fall into hells have samvega, sense of urgency, and want to be freed from dukkha. Beings in Deva and Brahma heavens don't have this desire. Tanha persuades them with goodness, i.e., heavenly and jhanic pleasures, and the desire of wanting to be freed from samsara not arises. This point is very interesting. Because of bhava tanha, some Buddhists created special heavens for coming and going after the enlightenments. This became samsara with tanha or bhava tanha. Is nibbana conditioned or unconditioned? The results of avidya lead to samvega. The results of tanha turn toward pleasures and enjoyments. We will know the cunning, harmfulness and dangers of tanha if we contemplate deeply on tanha with the sutta's teachings. If combining with wrong view, even there are unthinkable of their consequences. With ditthi tanha, beings can do any evil things they can think about. Therefore, the Buddha was warning us urgently for, first to abandon ditthi, later tanha and avidya. Avidya and tanha take roots in the kanda. For this point, Sayadaw gave the example of playing with a caned ball. Kanda is like the caned ball. Avidya and tanha are like right and left feet kicking the ball up and down. In one of his talks, he gave another example of the footballer and the ball, i.e., soccer. The Burmese caned ball was a good example for ignorance and craving to the kanda. This was an excellent talk on ignorance and craving for frequent contemplation. This talk gave us a lot of insight into the Buddha's teachings and its differences from the other traditions.